Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 5 Term 2 Staff Podcast. We didn't have one last week because I spoke to all the staff on Monday during the Student Free Day. Continue on with that. I just want to thank everybody for their work in the lead-up to the Student Free Day. It was very well organised. Faculties were really clear about what they needed to do. I was also really impressed with the fact that we had a specific training for support staff and look really impressed overall with the fact that we are spending large amounts of time talking about teaching and learning and student outcomes improvement. There's certainly more work to be done, and it's very clear to me that faculties have an overall plan around continuing that work. So thank you to everybody involved in the preparation. There's a huge amount of work going on with that. It's certainly shown. The LID staff have been really impressed, particularly Christine Thompson, who's obviously our direct officer, and I have comments from Rowena as well from the district office, is that they are very impressed with the changes that have happened over the last couple of years across the site. Moving on to this coming week, I just want to acknowledge the fact that there's a lot of work gone into the senior drama production, and I want to wish Helen Marks and her team all the best during the week. I know they're working over the weekend in preparation, and there will be a couple of big nights there, so hopefully everything goes well. Helen, we've got Governing Council on Wednesday night as well, so if you've got anything as far as agenda items or things that you would like to celebrate, please see Mel and or Tanya. I'm hosting a local delivery meeting on Tuesday in the Resource Centre. That's a range of staff or school leaders from around the district coming to that meeting, but there'll also be a large number of leaders meeting electronically on Teams. We are really trying to focus on what the local delivery options and models are for 2020. Clearly, we have got some more technology available to us, including a much stronger internet connection over the next 12 months, and we want to look at what that looks like going into the future. So if you've got some ideas, can you please catch up with me before the meeting on Tuesday? I also have a meeting on Friday around instrumental music and the push to have that across the district from a stronger sense. Stephen Campbell has been working in that space for a number of years, and we want to try and shore up what that looks like as far as the corporate staff feel. And again, changes in technology may mean some changes in the way that we deliver all of that work. I also want to acknowledge the fact that we have a range of staff in instrumental music. Scott McConnell has been working tirelessly on primary students, and so we now have a number of year seven, sixes and sevens who are keen to come to the high school and continue on with instrumental music, so that work has been invaluable. Scott, thank you. We also have a position at Streaky Bay that's yet to be filled, but connections there, as well as a teacher at Kimber. So instrumental music is a regional resource. We need to remember that there are a range of students accessing instrumental music across the district. And thank you, Stephen, for coordinating that over many years. I also want to acknowledge the work that the admin SSOs are doing with the EMS trial. We are one of the only high schools, particularly regional, we are the only regional high school that is trialling the finance section of the EMS. There have been a number of frustrations in that trial, and that's why the trial is running. And Chris Hughes, along with Kath Dennis and Bridget Siebert, have been managing that or working through those issues. It looks like we are seeing some light at the end of the tunnel, and I want to thank those three staff in particular for working through those processes, because it's going to make a massive difference as far as the department goes. That work is invaluable, frustrating at times, but thank you for making the effort to really have a difference as far as that rollout goes. I know that Liz Freeman has been involved in some student enrolment processes as far as that side of Civica as well, and thank you, Liz, for spending a little bit of your holiday time in doing that training and also that data entry and finding out about some of the processes and some of the holes in that trial as well. And Clive's obviously been working with a range of staff on the Frog application as well, the learner management system. And again, there have been some issues with that, but that's why we are running the trial. And it looks like we have got some positive news coming out of that because particular widgets have been opened up. And so we're having an influence on the system. If we continue along this path, it looks like Frog will continue to be open for us for the rest of the year, and we'll have the possibility of more staff coming on board and certainly access to that application for 2020. We'll also have access to the other schools and, in fact, the Frog Library, which is a database of lesson plans and unit plans across the state. And it would be interesting to see whether that trial expands so that there's some collaboration with some of those bigger sites, including Botanic, which is obviously the newest department site in Adelaide. So watch this space. I'm excited because, again, it'll give us some more exposure to other teachers, and the discussions will continue around teaching and learning and, again, about improved outcomes for students. Longer term, we are now moving into a new phase of training and development for the leaders. We are going to focus on the next student free day, which will be in the middle of term three, and that will be about SACE improvement. The teachers are going through their writing improvement cycle, like we have done in preparation for and the running of Monday's student free day. So leaders are now switching over to monitoring that and then looking into some training with Leslie and also Steve Glacken as the SACE Improvement Officer. So thank you for all of the work for those leaders. We switch into the next phase and teachers, I'm really encouraged with what I've seen from the student free day and looking forward to doing some teacher or lesson observations, whether that is electronically or within classrooms at the time. I want to finish off with my best joke for the year. That's very clear. Thank you to Neve Thomas, who has given me this joke. What school do you go to learn to make ice cream? The answer is Sunday school. Great joke, Neve. Thank you very much for that, and have a lovely week, everybody. Thank you.